Kiss.
Your guilty pleasure every morning. It's the Breakfast Buzz with Spisano and Sandy.
Hey, you know who's highly underappreciated this time of year?
There's a lot of people, actually, but who are you thinking?
Well, I think it's more of a thing. It's called mistletoe. Have you heard anything about mistletoe this year? Is anybody doing any mistletoe? You can't kiss anybody. You can't kiss anybody.
No.
No. You know, mistletoe stock has gone way down. It's devalued. But I buy now because it's low, because then it'll go high for next year when we can all kiss each other.
There you go. Did you know that Scott's is a day trader?
Big time. Big time. Forget crypto. Go mistletoe. Happy holidays from the Buzz.
The Breakfast Buzz, mornings and everything all the time. 98.9 The Buzz.
It's Super Saturday at Kohl's. Take an extra 20 or 15% off. Get a
the music you love from back when it was Blockbuster and chill. This is 101.1 More FM. Someone who'll listen to you.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 101.1 More FM, and you'll be listening to all that great music from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Right here on 101.1 More FM.
Meanwhile, Ontario's Minister of Sport says the provincial government is examining how a Canadian division inside the NHL might work. There's been talk of a possible realignment for the upcoming season because of the COVID-19 pandemic. One option could feature a 7-team all-Canadian division with no cross-border travel. The league, of course, targeting a mid-January start for their abbreviated season. Forecast for today, sunny skies. We'll see temperatures remaining in the high 20s. And then tonight, partly cloudy, chilly overnight. Away from the Lake Erie shore, temperatures could dip down to about 15. Tomorrow, partly sunny to start. Not as cold, with a high around 40 degrees. A mix of snow and rain expected on Sunday with a high of 40. This is WBFO and WBFO HD1 Buffalo, WOLN Olean, WUBJ Jamestown, and WNED-FM HD2 Buffalo. The time is 2 o'clock.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is Fresh Air. I'm David Biancooley, in for Terry Gross. Today, Elton John. A new CD box set collects rarities, demos, B-sides, and fan favorites from his long career. We'll listen back to our interview with him from last year after he'd published his memoir. That book was pretty forthcoming about family, addiction, and sexuality, and so was the conversation. He didn't realize he was gay until after he asked a woman to marry him.
I'd never had a sexual experience at all. I didn't have a sex till I was 23. I didn't know anything about it. I presumed that you had to marry a girl because that was the way things were done.
A lot has happened since then. Elton John and his husband now have 2 children. Also, Justin Chang reviews Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, the new Netflix film starring Viola Davis, with Chadwick Boseman in his final role. First, the news.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Few details are coming out of the White House about what could very well be the most damaging cybersecurity campaign ever on government and private sector computer systems. Today, several members of Congress reportedly emerged from a classified briefing very disappointed. The Associated Press citing the chair of a House Oversight and Reform Subcommittee saying that it appears cybersecurity experts, quote, don't have a real sense yet in terms of the breadth of the intrusion itself. NPR's Greg Myrie has more.
The U.S. government was really blindsided when the story broke last weekend. President Trump still has yet to say a word. But we now have this assessment from the cybersecurity agency at Homeland Security, and it makes clear this was an enormous breach, perhaps unprecedented, and it's still taking place. The Department of Energy is the latest government department to acknowledge it was breached, though it says the nuclear arsenal it manages was not at risk.
NPR's Greg Myrie reporting. It's widely suspected that Russia was behind the latest months-long cyber attack on U.S. interests. Well, some states are bracing for possibly fewer coronavirus vaccines this month than state officials had anticipated. Roberta Roldan with member station VPM reports a change could have an impact on many doctors, nurses, and other medical staff in Virginia who are at risk of getting infected while they care for COVID-19 patients. Yeah.
Yeah. Playing the greatest hits of all time and available on the Radio Player Canada app. 92.9 The Grand. Good afternoon. Gorgeous day out there right now. It is 7 minutes after two. I'm Gary Chittum, sitting in for Rock and Ray this week. I Believe in Father Christmas. This is Greg Link.
I should have never gone back. I know, but I had to have. You're listening to 1220 CFAJ St. Catharines, Niagara, reminding you to get tested if you're worried you may have COVID-19 or have been exposed to the virus. Practice physical distancing, stay 2 meters apart, wear a face covering when physical distancing is a challenge, and continue to...